Zogt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt es der Mai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalit. Now we have the case the other way around. The Israel is the Aris, and the owner of the field is the Kayan or the Levi. So Zogt the Mishnah, Yisrael, Shekibel, who was Mekabel, a field, Be'arisos, in other words, again, this sharecropper that works for a percentage, not a set amount, but a percentage. He gets the field, Mikayin and Milevi, they are the owner of the field, either a Kayin or a Levi. So the Mishnah, HaMaisrois LeBailam. The Oris's Chelik of Maisrois go to the Bailam, because Vada, it was the Das of this Kayin and Levi, that the Maisrois should go to them. So the Oris will take off his Maisrois from his Chelik, and that's going to go to his boss, to the owner of the field. Or if the owner is a Kayan, he'll take off his share of Truma, and that's going to go to his boss as well, who's the Kayan. Let's think back for a moment what we learned in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah we learned that if the Kayan or the Levi are serving as the Aris, and the owner is Yisra. So there we had a Machloikis. There we said that the Kayan or Levi who worked on the field can't say it goes to us, but the chelik that belongs to the owner of the Yisrael, he can decide which kind it goes to. And Rabbi Eliezer disagreed. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, we're going to assume that the kind of Levi that took this job took it with the assumption that all the Trumas and Maestros is going to go to them. But in our case, in our Mishnah, where the owner of the field is the Kayan or the Levi, not only Rabbi Eliezer, but even the Chachamim are Maida, that the owner gets the Trumas and Maestris. Again, Trumas to the Kayan, Maestris to the Levi. The Batanur explains, being that it's his field, it's a given that the Maestris party is not giving away. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Rabbi Shmuel says, and here we're talking about Maestro Shein. Hakartoni, what's a kartoni? Kiryas is like a village. Maybe you heard of Kiryas Yael in Eretz Yisrael, Kiryat Sanz. So this person who lives in this Kiryah, he lives outside of Yerushalayim. He has to bring his Maaser Sheni Peiros to Yerushalayim. So this Kartoni, this person who lives outside of Yerushalayim, basically, he's going to work on someone else's field. He's going to be an Aris. Shekibel Sadi was Mekabel a field near Yerushalmi, from someone who lives in Yerushalayim. So Maaser Sheni, the Maaser Sheni of the entire field, including his chelik, the chelik of the Aris, Shelly Rishami, belongs to the owner. For sure, that was the das of the owner and the Aris. That was an understanding. If you can only eat Maestro Shein in Yerushalayim, and that's where the owner of the field lives, the understanding is all the Maestro Shein here goes to the owner, even the chelik of the Aris. Here the Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, Yachal hu, Hakartani, this Kartani, if he wants to, Lalas, he can go up Allah Akhlib Yishalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. And why should this be different than regular maestras? Regular maestras, you have to give away. Trumi ain't even allowed to eat. So the understanding is if the owner is a Kayan or a Levi, he gets it. But Maestro Sheni? True, you could only eat it in Yerushalayim, but the limitation is on the place, not on the person. Anyone can eat their own Maestro Sheni, but as the Shemiz Bach Mashiach is going to come, you're going to go with your parents to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So being that the Maestro is Roy, is fitting for the artist himself, we're not going to assume that when he took the job to be the artist on this field, it meant he's giving away his Maestro Sheni just because it's more convenient for the Yerushalmi who lives in Yerushalayim anyway. Rather, in this case, he can hold on to his own Maestro Sheni. So, chazing over a Mishnah. If the Yisrael is the Aris, and the owner of the field is the Kayan or the Levi, the Maestros go to the Bailim. We feel the owner meant to keep it for himself right from the start, and everyone understands that. By the way, just to clarify, if the owner is a Kayan, the owner gets the Truma. The Maestros are divided. Each one's going to give it to the Levi that they want to give it to. If the owner is a Levi, he gets the Maeser. what's left is divided, including their share in the truma. Each one is going to give it to the kayin that they want to give it to. In this case, no one argues. Then Rabbi Shmuel told us that if someone lives outside of Yerushalayim and he takes a job as an aris from a Yerushalmi who owns a field, the Meister Sheni goes to the Yerushalmi. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, being that it's only an issue of convenience, because really, anyone can eat their Meister Sheni as long as they bring it to Yerushalayim, we don't feel that the aris, even though he knew that the owner of the field is a Yerushalmi, came in with this understanding that he has to give him the Meister Sheni.